107.7. snow. Now, I know it's not snowing right now, but the day that it starts to snow is really, it's too late. You really want to have that snow thrower in your garage ready to go, because if you don't have it there, you're going to be shoveling. And we don't know what kind of winter's coming, but any indication of the weather we've had and the possibilities we've had, it looks like it could be a big winter.
It does. And we've been really blessed the last couple to have lighter winters. So I think we're about due, Tom.
We are, and it's a good time to buy. For everybody out there, snow throwers have not gone up in price for 5 years. So that tells you something that's pretty consistent. Companies, these guys are able to keep the cost down. But in talking to the factories and et cetera, the next time they run a production, they're going to be up 10 to 12%. So it's one of those items that have been kept below the actual rise of cost. There's margins are very thin for them. And that will eventually change, because we're down to really about four manufacturers of snow throwers now. So it isn't like the old days where there were 20 or 25 snow thrower companies and a new one coming on every week almost, it seemed like, years ago. Times have changed, and the quality out there is important to our customers. With us handling the Aaron's and Husky line, we cover basically not only price, but quality and a combination of everything. So we start at that $900 range, and these are all two-stage snow throwers, and we have a great selection on hand. But now's the time. Don't wait on it, because if you wait, as they say, you snooze, you lose. And here at Dodgeville, we're not hard to find. We're at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And, of course, those little guys, Farmer Fleet, my neighbors, their lights are on, so I think they're going to make it another day. But here's the key, Phil. We're open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to noon through Saturday. If you go to www.mueller-rental.com, you'll see pretty much our programs and everything available. Go to Craigslist, punch in Mueller. You'll see our specials we have out there, along with some great buys and used lawnmowers. And by the way, buying lawnmowers year-round is another process you can go through. What we do have available for those people that need financing, on the Husqvarna side, we have 0 for 24 months. That's available. And on our handheld lines, we have 10% off on all of our commercial stuff, 10% on commercial and the consumer side. The commercial actually has an extra 5 this month, which is unusual. They decided to make it 15, and so we have 10 and 15, and it's really a great time to buy, whether it's a saw or weed eater or whatever, electric or gas. They're on sale. Another great program going on with Husqvarna is we have 10% off on zero turns and on our tractors, and that is good till the end of this month. So all these programs disappear, Phil. They're not forever, but it's a great time to buy.
Sounds good. Good information. So you're not running for office this year, huh?
No, I don't think I can. I think there's a warrant out for me somewhere,
but you know
how that goes.
Yeah, I do, absolutely. Have a great day, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
You take care.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement. Stop by and see him in Dodgeville.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. We're going to give you tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
WRCO 100.9. Dave Grant with Andy from Cell Plus. How are you doing today?
Oh, man, we are doing fantastic.
I understand that you have US Days coming up. What is US Days?
You got it. Well, this is US Cellular's way of appreciating all of our customers. So it's a whole month-long event. This runs through November 6th. So it's the US Cellular US Days, celebrating our customers like us customers, right? And so just a lot of fun stuff. We have got unbelievable deals for upgrades, new lines, everything.
That is fantastic. And if you have an old cell phone out there, now is the time to upgrade. Don't wait till later this year. Get in and do that now, right, Andy?
Oh, that's exactly it. These are literally like the best deals of the year so far. Kind of call like the pre-holiday, you know, don't wait around. And this is like some super cool stuff.
And speaking of super cool stuff, you have some parking lot parties coming up. Let's talk about the first one. That's going to be in Baraboo, correct?
That is correct. So that's this Friday from 2 to 6 at the Baraboo store. And I believe it still says it's going to be like 70 degrees or something. So, you know, pop on out. We have Sky High. We'll be in our parking lot from 2 to 6 and we're buying. So we've got caramel apples, cider donuts, cider. It's all on us. So you ladies come on out. You can check out all these deals going on, whether it's phones, tablets, home internet, just so much cool stuff. And we'll get a caramel apple, get some donuts while you're there. You just got to just simply come in, talk to any of our knowledgeable staff and just check it out.
That is awesome. Yeah, it's going to be great weather. We're talking almost 70 degrees on Friday. And then looking ahead to Saturday, we're talking like 71, 72, beautiful and sunny. You're going to be doing US Days at Richland Center as well, correct?
Exactly. So we've got our Richland Center store. So you folks out there, listen up. Yeah, so that is from 10 to 4 on Saturday. We're going to do the same kind of thing, but we have all the goodies from Oakwood Fruit Farms out at our store. So same thing. We have raffles for accessories, you know, all the free cool stuff from Oakwood will be out there. And again, it's your perfect chance to come and just really take advantage of all these super awesome offers. So,
and the last one, that's going to be in Reedsburg. That is on October 25th. So I can't predict the weather that far ahead, Andy. So talk about that one.
Not quite sure on that one. Correct. But that's on Friday, the 25th. So next Friday, guess what, folks? We've got Frenchie Press coffee truck coming out to our back parking lot. And you got it. We've got free lattes, cappuccino, tea, whatever your beverage is from Frenchie Press. So while supplies last. So that's from 9 to 1. We're buying. So you can come out, grab your free coffee. Again, pop on inside and, you know, check out, you know, obviously the new iPhone 16 is out. So we're talking up to $1,200 off with a trade-in. We've got the Samsung, the latest Samsung S24 FE for free without a trade. $400 off iPads. I mean, it is some crazy good stuff. We have accessory offers. It's just a boatload of awesomeness. So we're creating these parking lot parties just to create a fun environment, celebrating our customers and welcoming new ones as well.
Thank you for joining us today, Andy. If people want more information, what is the best way for them to get in contact with you?
So you can go to cellplus.com and all the offers are listed there. All the different parking lot parties for the different stores are all listed in there. So it's just a great resource. It's cellplus.com.
Thank you, Andy, again for joining us. We appreciate it. This is Dave Grant with WRCO 100.9.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to welcome family nurse practitioner Matt Drakis to our growing primary care team. Matt cares for all ages and is accepting new patients at the Gunderson Boscobel and Muscadet Clinics. From sports and general physicals, acute illnesses, and chronic disease management, Matt looks forward to being your partner in health. To schedule an appointment with Matt in Boscobel or Muscadet, call 375-4144.
Calves and slaughter cows were weaker at this past Wednesday's sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold up to $600, with the crossbred beef calves $700 and down. Dairy slaughter cows range from 85 to 115, with beef cows up to 125. The big beef bulls sold up to 140. We had a few 1,130 to 1,370-pound grass beef steers sold from 146 to 175. At this past Friday's sale, some of the consignments included 17 black calves, 500 pounds, 15 white face calves, 355.50, 8 white park calves, 450 to 6, 9 black calves, weighing 5, 15 black steers and heifers, weighing 6 to 750, 7 Holstein steers, 850, 6 Holstein steers, 800, and 3 Holstein steers, 600 pounds. And then there was a lot of other smaller packages, cattle too. Our next feeder sale after this will be on November 1st. Call Darren, Colton, or Jim at 626 1401 at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola for all of your livestock marketing needs.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district because I lived in Miami for 20 years, and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
625, good morning. The forecast calls for a high of 70 degrees today. So we're going to be well on our way toward a really nice, memorable day. Let's see. The daytime high, though, the record high is 89, going back to 1947. So that will not be in jeopardy, but we will be in some rare air this weekend. The Richland Concert Association will host organist Greg Zellick on Sunday. The concert will be held at 2 at the Richland Center United Methodist Church. Admission $15 for adults and free for students. One of the many special things going on in our community this weekend. Here's Kathy Matea.
At least I left with every piece of this heart.
Sometimes hard to do. Walking away winner, Kathy Mattea, here on WRCO as we count down the hours toward the weekend. Lots of stuff going on, including the ninth and final week of the regular high school football season. We'll have our preview coming up in a few minutes for the final regular season games.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Can the Packers make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News time at 6:30 is sponsored by Computer Connections Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities, and by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs. Well, the forecast is a beauty for today. Sunshine, breezy, and quite mild with a high of 70 expected later on tonight. It is 38 degrees.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. The Department of Natural Resources is asking you to avoid burning due to elevated fire danger across the state. The DNR is partnering with the National Weather Service to monitor the situation over the weekend. Current wildfire concerns are primarily due to lack of precipitation statewide and gusty winds. You should avoid outdoor burning, operate equipment early in the morning to avoid sparks at peak burn hours, and hold off on having campfires until later in the evening. More information is available on the DNR's website. In Manitowoc County, charges are filed in the death of 3-year-old Elijah Vu. During a brief Thursday press conference, District Attorney Jacqueline LeBray detailed the charges against the little boy's mother, Katrina Bauer, and her boyfriend, Jesse Vang. Vang is being charged with physical abuse of a child, repeated acts causing death, hiding a corpse, and obstructing an officer. Katrina Bauer is being charged with chronic neglect of a child, consequences death, child neglect, and obstructing an officer. A bail hearing is scheduled for this afternoon. Skeletal remains found last month were confirmed to be those of Elijah, who went missing from Vang's Two Rivers apartment in February. The DA also asked that the media and the public respect the privacy of Elijah's family as they navigate this heartbreaking time. Vice President Kamala Harris brought her presidential campaign back to Wisconsin on Thursday with stops on three college campuses. Israel's war in the Midwest intersected with presidential politics in Milwaukee at UW-Milwaukee, where Harris commented on the killing of Hamas leader by the Israeli military. She said the United States, Israel, and the entire world are better off, and also the responsibility for killing the thousands of innocent people was at hand. Protesters opposing U.S. support of Israel's war in Gaza were outside the UWM Student Union. There were no reports of any arrests, and Harris moved on to campaign events in La Crosse and Green Bay. In La Crosse, Harris was back to touting her plans for her presidency if elected, saying she'll offer a leg up for young Americans and the first-time homeowners. She also called out Donald Trump for being an unserious candidate and accused him of planning to cut social services for Americans. She also urged people to register to vote. Dane County hosts the final of four walks to defeat ALS that have taken place across Wisconsin. ALS Association Development Director Aaron Hill says the walks are important to the ALS community. Hill says Wisconsin, an incredibly generous place, and the walks in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and the Northeast have been a success. Sunday's walk takes place in Fitchburg. More information is available on the walktodefeatals.org website. The project team conducted the first bridge demolition blast on Thursday morning of the old Wisconsin 130-133 bridge in Lone Rock. Crews will continue removing the bridges and excavating the old roadway corridor the next several weeks. Trucks will continue to enter and exit the work zone at the Wisconsin 130 Long Island staging area access. Please take caution when driving through that work zone. The north channel of the river remains open. The south channel remains closed. Once crews remove the southernmost steel truss from the river, the south channel will be opened and the north channel will be closed for bridge demolition. This is planned to happen in the next 1 to 2 weeks. U.S. health officials say whooping cough is at its highest level in a decade for this time of year. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Thursday that so far this year there have been about 18,500 cases of whooping cough. That's the most at this point in the year since 2014, when cases topped 21,800. Whooping cough is usually seen mostly in infants and youngsters, but this year, state officials say they are seeing more cases in school kids and teens. Whooping cough usually peaks every 3 to 5 years, and the latest numbers indicate a return to levels before the pandemic. Wisconsin lags behind many states for routine childhood vaccinations. State Immunization Program Manager Dr. Stephanie Schauer says vaccine exemptions are on the rise, with Wisconsin being one of 14 states with an exemption rate higher than 5%. Schauer says immunization rates can be affected by mis- and disinformation. A Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report shows 84.8% of Wisconsin kindergartners up to date on measles, mumps, and rubella vaccines, compared to a 92.7% national average. The Department of Health Services says vaccines are available statewide at doctors' offices, clinics, pharmacies, and local health departments.
It's internet for everyone from Why Connect Wireless. Why Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin, with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages, or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless.
Sunny, breezy, and quite mild today, a high of 70. South winds at 10 to 20. Tonight, clear and a low of 42. Sunny, breezy, and warmer on Saturday and 74. Sunday, 77. Another great day with sunshine and unseasonably warm conditions. Yesterday, we were up to 66. At midnight, it was 48, and we've been down as low as 37 this morning. Still quite a bit warmer than the last couple of days. Right now, it is 38 degrees.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas, $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food. Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans. I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Sports Time is sponsored by Mr. G's Downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and for everything in style you need for work and play, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. We'll recap high school sports from last night, a look ahead at week number 9 of the high school regular season for football, those stories and more in a moment. Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Choose Mr. G's.
For the first time in school history, the Ithaca girls volleyball team is a conference champion. The school has been sponsoring the sport since the 1970s, so it was a long time coming. On Thursday night, the Bulldogs swept visiting Waseca Steuben 25-18, 25-14, and 25-22, improving the Ridge and Valley record to 13-1. Seneca finished at 12-2 in the conference and in second place. It was senior night. Six seniors led the way, including Holly King, Ariana Lewis, Kaylee Newkirk, Alyssa Muller, along with Bailey Wanless and Tristan Peterson.
This is insane. It's the first time in Ithaca history. We have poster night, senior night. We got cake after. We have a big fan section. It was a great night.
Well, you started out, you know, the job at hand was a tough one, but it looked like you were kind of really focused here tonight.
Yeah, for sure. We've been working on it all week. We got all week. Next week to practice for regionals, we're ready.
Ithaca, the number 2 seed in the half sectional, while Highland was seeded first. The WIAA tournament begins on Tuesday. Elsewhere last night, it was a win for North Crawford over Weston in the Ridge and Valley, and Seneca was a winner over Lafarge Youth Initiative. The Richland Center volleyball team is the co-champion of the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. The team finished 8-2 and tied with Platteville following last night's 3-1 win over Prairie du Chien. Platteville swept River Valley to equal the Hornets in league play. For the Hornets, it is their first league title since 2016. Richland Center will have a bye in the upcoming Division III regional and will face the winner of the Prairie du Chien at Luther match coming up next Thursday, October 24th. Also, it was a win for Southwestern over Riverdale in 3. Fenimore swept Boscobel. Hillsboro by sweep over Royal in volleyball last night. And Platteville-Lancaster a winner, 3-2 over River Valley in soccer. There was cross-country conference action last night for Richland Center Ithaca. Ryan Stadler and Clayton Lee finished with first-team all-conference honors. Robert Budden, Grace Fretz, and Pearl Fretz finished with second-team all-conference honors for RCI in the meet that was held last night in Lancaster. Also, in the Ridge and Valley meet, which was held at Waseca Steuben, Kickaboo Lafarge was the conference champion. Landon Turgeson was the top overall runner with a time of 17:47, leading Kickaboo Lafarge. And also, it was the girls winning the event yesterday. The first place overall runner was Leah Patterson of River Ridge. Katie Rando of Kickaboo Lafarge was the second overall runner and the fastest for Kickaboo Lafarge. Last night at Riverdale Elementary, it was Boscobel winning the boys' conference championship. Bodie Bright, their top runner, with a seventh overall finish. Riverdale was fourth in the conference. Lakota Brewer, their fastest runner, he was 11th in the meet. Also from the girls' side, Darlington won the girls' event. Adelie Vergara Cat was their top runner, finishing second. Boscobel's Nora Gilson, the fastest overall runner with a time of 18:44. The Bulldogs finished in third place. And for Riverdale's Chieftains, they were seventh. Melanie Williamson was the 21st overall runner. Action from cross country last night, and the sectionals will be held next weekend for the right to run at state. It is the ninth week of the regular football season, and the Richland Center Hornets will be taking on Broadhead Judah at home. Both teams need to win to be on that playoff bubble, perhaps. Here is Coach Andrew Troxell on what they expect to see.
Seen a lot of different defensive approaches, you know, and I mean, that is something that you typically see where you're searching for an identity. So we have an idea what we think we're going to see, but until that first kickoff and once we have, you know, possession offensively, we really don't know.
That's our featured game tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, Broadhead Judah at Richland Center. River Valley plays at New Glarus tonight. Here's Coach Dan Makovic of the Blackhawks.
It's been an interesting season. We haven't had any rain or any lightning, which has been phenomenal, and the weather has been perfect this year. So hopefully that continues, and we have a successful night.
Prairie du Chien at Lancaster, Dodgeville at Platteville among the Southwest Conference games. In the Six Rivers, Iowa Grant is at Riverdale. Here's Chieftains coach Lucas Phelps.
We want to try to close out with a win. I think we've been improving steadily as the year goes on. We've been challenged in a number of games, obviously, with some pretty high-end teams in our conference. State overall. Just going into this last week, you know, seeing that improvement, not just to build a foundation going into next year, but also finding a win, some positivity to send our seniors out. You know, obviously their last week of practice has been really good. That last game, you know, it is our senior night, things like that. So always going into that last game, you want to end the season with a win as a positive note, but also try to have a rewarding way to send the seniors out in their high school career.
Wazika Steuben plays at Boscobel as well in the Six Rivers and in the Scenic Bluffs Conference. Bangor at Hillsboro, Royal at Cashton, Nisida at Brookwood, and New Lisbon at Ithaca. The Bulldogs try to finish off a perfect 9-0 record. They had a big homecoming win last week. I talked to Coach Kyle Kelly about Saturday's victory.
Came out of gates gone to blazing in all reality. Said it was like 27-0 after the first quarter. Big shout out to Wesley Nelson. He caught a touchdown, ran a touchdown, and recovered a touchdown on defense. So he had a pretty good quarter. Hard to beat that.
Bulldogs home tonight against New Lisbon. Eight-player football. Oneewalk Weston is at North Crawford. Belmont at Wisconsin Heights. And Kickapoo LaFarge visits DeSoto. The Packers are already winning Sunday's game as far as health is concerned. Offensive lineman Elton Jenkins and defensive lineman Colby Wooden returned to practice Thursday. Only another defensive lineman, Devontae Wyatt, missed the workout. Nine Packers were limited. Packers Wire reports the Texans will be missing four significant contributors to the team's defense. A final injury report will be released today and will clear up the injury picture a little bit better. Denver was a winner over New Orleans, 33-10 in Thursday night football last night. And in the baseball playoffs, Cleveland 7-5 over the Yankees in the American League playoffs. And in the National League, the Dodgers take a 3-1 lead on the Mets after last night's 10-2 victory. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Girl, you melt me like ice and whiskey with those blue flame looks that you give me. You can't hide what's inside, and it's killing me right now to see you wanna slip off with me. We'll be right back. next time you end up back with him. Is it safe and you're scared of everything you're feeling when we're burning the midnight down again? Why should we go round and round the truth like we've been doing? Every time we lie, girl, we're losing. So why should we spend Saturday night alone? And I can call you on the phone, pick you up, make it up as we go along. Pulling all nighter, chasing that desire. Sparks flying in our eyes like a lighter. Getting a little higher, sipping on fire. God bless Texas. Spread the message. God bless Texas.
Josh Abbott and Company, Randy Rogers Band, and Casey Donahue, and God Bless Texas. 38 degrees here at WRCO, 6 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. It's a special day here at WRCO. Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to us. We'll have some notes on our history coming up here, a special history moment with Ken Thede of the Richland County Historical Society. That's up next hour, and more features throughout the day.
Hi, let me tell you a story about a 10-year-old boy growing up in a small town. His parents were divorced, and the boy lived with his mom, who worked hard to provide. Each day, the boy walked home from school, dropped his books off, then headed next door to help his neighbor in the garden. There, the boy listened as his neighbor told tales of honor and bravery in World War II. It was in that garden where the boy's dreams took root, dreams of serving his country and farming the land. I'm Tony Kurtz, and that boy was me. I went on to serve 20 years in the U.S. Army and establish my own farm. Today, I'm honored to represent my neighbors in the legislature. I want everyone to be able to pursue the American dream, but I know that dreams don't start in a big building with marble columns. They start in our neighborhoods. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in roads, schools, and hospitals while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. On November 5th, I ask for your vote so that we can achieve even more.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Fall's done rolled in, and there's more pumpkins than you can shake a stick at over at Chicken Ridge Farms. Y'all bring the whole kinfolk and pick yourself the best pumpkin in the patch. They've got games for the youngins, a corn maze to get you all twisted around, and plenty of good grub and drinks to keep you going. Chicken Ridge Farms is setting just 6 miles west of Richland Center at 18798 Chicken Ridge Road, and they'll be open here this weekend, Saturday from 10 to 7 and Sunday 10 to 5. Don't y'all be missing out on all the fall fun down at Chicken Ridge Farms. That's 18798 Chicken Ridge Road. Y'all come on out and join in.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Baldwin. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin,
there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Oh, yes, we're getting ready. Our crack assembled team, we are ready to attack the day. Here's Henry Bray's walk-up song.